colorful journey. We move now into our colorful journey. Our story happens all over the world in many ways and in many places. It's a story of discovery, and our story begins here in Nashua, New Hampshire. Our story is about finding your own heart of gold, your true meaning. Our main character, the color of white, is on her journey to find herself. Julia leaves from Nashua and makes her way to Spain.
What do I do with all these people? I'm so bland and opaque, and they're so complicated and colorful.
The color white finds herself in the country of Spain, and a red man approaches her.
Hi there. I've been traveling the world trying to find my meaning of life and my pot of gold, and I've ended up here in Spain. How do I deal with these new people? How do I interact in the greater community?
Hola, I'm Red, a rogue. My moral is to respect all beings, to make friends and interact with the greater community. You should respect other people the way you want to respect yourself. If you're mean to someone, they might be mean to you too. You should also respect diversity, like different religions or sexual orientations. You should also respect the environment, as well as other animals. Remember, each and every individual is just as important as yourself, and you should also respect people the way you want to be respected.
Oh, I understand. So if I'm nice to everything, they'll be nice to me too? That sounds like a really good idea.
After the great advice that Rojo gave to Julia, I don't recognize
Thank
the silent
you.
Chain in English. She moved on to the country of Italy. When she arrived there, an orange figure approached her.
Hi. I'm on a journey to find my pot of gold. Do you know how I should handle it if someone's mean to me?
Sorry, I'm Orange or Arancio. You should really try to treat other people the way you want to be treated. If you treat someone kindly, especially when you first meet them, they will return the favor.
What if I meet someone less fortunate than I am?
Well, you still treat them kindly. Don't think any less of them because they look differently.
Thanks so much. That's a really good idea. I'll take this with me on my journey.
White moves on to the country of Greece, where she meets a yellow lady.
Yasu, I'm Yellow. What can I do for you?
Hi, I'm on a journey to help find my pot of gold. Do you have any advice for me on how I should learn new things?
There are a lot of different beliefs, religions, and cultures. Everybody has the right to believe in what they want. Just because someone believes something different doesn't make them wrong. You could even learn from different people and expand your knowledge.
Wow, thanks. That sounds awesome. See you later.
After White learns this new knowledge, she moves on to France, where she meets the color green.
Hi, I'm on a journey to try to find a pot of gold. Do you know how I can experience new things?
Bonjour, I'm Green, or Vert. The motto that I like to live by is growing by exploring. By different new experiences, you can grow into a more mature person and extend your knowledge to all your friends. You can learn from other cultures and other religions. To grow, you should definitely keep an open mind to new things and take some chances.
Wow, I'm definitely taking this one with me.
Once White left France, she headed out to Germany, where she met a figure in blue.
Hi, I'm on a journey to find my pot of gold. Do you have any advice on how I can continue to search while I hold on to my beliefs?
Hello, I'm Blue, or Blau. I think that you should let what you believe in guide your actions and decisions. Hold strong to your beliefs. You don't have to change if you're not comfortable with it.
Thank you. I'll definitely keep that in mind on my journey.
After the great advice that Blau gave White, White moved on to Japan, where she met a girl with indigo.
Kon Konnichiwa. I'm Indigo, or Murasaki. What can I do for you?
I'm on a journey to find a pot of gold. Do you have any idea what I should do if I see something or someone being treated in a way that I'm not comfortable?
I think that if you are put into a situation where something is going against your beliefs, if, like, someone is being mistreated in front of you, you could stand up for what you believe in, but peacefully. You should work to change the problems around you, like attitudes or laws, in a peaceful way.
Thank you. That's a really good idea. I'll keep that in mind.
White moves on to Switzerland, where she comes upon the color violet.
Hej, I'm Lila, or Violet. What can I help you with?
Hi there. I'm on a search to find my pot of gold. I've learned how to treat people fairly and with respect, and I've also learned that everything has value, and I should work for a peaceful and fair world. Do you know how I can fit this knowledge into my life?
Well, did you know that everything is connected? All of these helpful ideas you've learned are related in an interconnected web. Even if it seems like what you're doing is small and meaningless, it may mean something to someone somewhere. The smallest act of kindness can go a long way.
Well, I never thought of that. Thank you so much. That really helps a lot. Bye.
White leaves and heads back to Nashua, New Hampshire. Here she is now.
Wow. It feels like I've been everywhere and I've seen everything. I've made new friends all over the world, and I've learned something from each and every one of them. I will hold these lessons and my friends in my heart forever. I went out to find my pot of gold, but instead I found myself. I understand now. I have had it within myself all along. Nobody can find their pot of gold. Everyone is their pot of gold. It's within. Different for every person, and more beautiful than any physical treasure could ever be. Everyone shines with their own gold.